Dreamscape presents Mixed Up Love by Natasha Madison, narrated by Connor Craze and Ava Lucas. Madison Maniacs, my secret place, thank you for being on this journey with me.
Chapter 1. Hunter. Beep beep. The car alerts me that I just locked the doors as I climb up the 5 stairs to our office, watch over me security. For almost 6 years now, Anthony and I have been business partners, but instead of renting office space, we decided it would be better to have our own house. Entering the code in the lock, I open the door, noting the heat in the air. We have turned this 3-bedroom house into our own office that fits our needs. Anthony and I each have our own office, and the 3rd bedroom is shared with our crew. Dominic, Brian, and Dante. Walking in, I'm not surprised to see Rachel, our office manager, already here. Rachel has been here from the beginning with Anthony and me. Besides being the receptionist, she is the planner and also the best tech person I've ever met, which means I can't fire her.
Morning, she says, her shoulder-length blonde hair curled to perfection, her black-rimmed glasses hiding her crystal blue eyes.
She's standing there in a tight black pencil skirt that hits just past the knees and a white button-down silk shirt tucked in. Although we don't have a uniform, we usually wear black and white. Her pink stilettos give the only pop of color on her outfit.
I just put the coffee pot on, she tells me, walking toward the door heading to the basement.
The basement is really her domain, or as she calls it, her playground. Little computer screens fill all 4 walls, displaying every single traffic camera we have access to. Not that the city knows. Another reason I can't fire her. I walk to my office and dump my keys and wallet, then shrug my suit jacket off and roll up my sleeves. Grabbing a water bottle, I head down to the basement. The lights are on, and Rachel sits in the middle of the room with her earpiece in. Her desk is U-shaped, with 4 computer screens sitting on it.
Anthony is on his way,
she tells me as she types away. You can never sneak up on her. I'm convinced she has this whole place wired and booby-trapped.
All assignments are accounted for.
She looks up.
I need your expense report, or I may have to shoot your accountant if she calls me one more time.
She smiles, and I'm not so sure she's joking. Hey, Anthony says, walking into the room. His huge 6'5" frame is enough to scare anyone. That, and he wears his black hair in a mohawk of sorts. He, too, is wearing black pants and a white button-down shirt. I brought some donuts, he says, grabbing a chair and sitting on one side of the desk. I think I'm dehydrated, he says, finishing a bottle of water in a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?